Mini episode 311 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at that NBALotteryPick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 311 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider for our 10th season covering the NFL. This is your week 3 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. There are 13 running backs: Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, Ray Rice, C.J. Spiller, LeSean McCoy, Alfred Morris, Matt Forte, Trent Richardson, Chris Johnson, and Steven Jackson. There are 10 wide receivers: Megatron, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall, Demaryius Thomas, Andre Johnson, Dez Bryant, Roddy White, Vincent Jackson, and Larry Fitzgerald. There are 5 tight ends: Jimmy Graham, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, Tony Gonzalez, and Rob Gronkowski. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back. Might as well be a bullseye.
Remember, our fantasy recommendations for the Thursday night game can be found every week on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. We like 16 QBs this week: Sam Bradford, Tom Brady, Andy Dalton, RG3, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Colin Kaepernick, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, Philip Rivers, Tony Romo, Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, Matt Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, and Russell Wilson. We like 5 running backs: Darren McFadden, Rashard Mendenhall, Knowshon Moreno, DeMarco Murray, and Darren Sproles. We like 17 wide receivers: Miles Austin, Anquan Boldin, Randall Cobb, Marcus Colston, Victor Cruz, Eric Decker, Pierre Garçon, Brian Hartline, DeAndre Hopkins, Jordy Nelson, Hakeem Nicks, Eddie Royal, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, Mike Wallace, Reggie Wayne, and Wes Welker. We like 6 tight ends: Martellus Bennett, Jared Cook, Tyler Eifert, Antonio Gates, Greg Olson, and Julius Thomas. We have 4 teams labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their marginal players: Jacksonville, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and the New York Jets. We only like Dallas and Denver as all in, largely because Steven Jackson is too banged up for Atlanta. Every week we also recommend 5 of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Russell Wilson, Darren Sproles, Jordy Nelson, DeAndre Hopkins, and Pierre Garçon. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2013, at FantasyDraftHelp.com. And you can also download our brand new guide for this year's fantasy hockey and soon for hoops. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports. And be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Ian Eagle, Lex Luger, and Lou Gramm from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.